Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this Sunday sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, tomorrow we'll be looking at the closing verses in Acts 10, and I'm going to preach a message titled, The Words of Salvation. And in these verses, we come to another great sermon by Peter and another great presentation of the gospel by Peter. This time it's preached in the home of a man that we were introduced to in the opening verses of chapter 10, a man named Cornelius. Cornelius was a Gentile. He was a centurion, which means that he was in the Roman army, and he was a man of great authority and a great responsibility. He was in charge of anywhere from 80 to 100 soldiers. And God had worked to prepare the heart of Cornelius to receive the gospel. And at the same time, he had also been at work in the life of Peter to break down barriers of prejudice so he would be willing to go into the home of a Gentile and preach. And God had also supernaturally worked to set up this time of preaching, this occasion for preaching. In verse 24 of chapter 10, we saw that Cornelius had called together his relatives and close friends to hear Peter's sermon. And in verse 33, where we left off last Sunday, Cornelius told Peter, "We are all present before God to hear all the things commanded you by God." And that's really a very dynamic statement there by Cornelius. He had some real insight into the importance of this occasion. He said, "We're here before God, not just before you, Peter, but we're here before God to hear the things that God commands." And God had, you know, given visions to both Peter and Cornelius. Peter had heard the Holy Spirit directly tell him it was okay to go to the home of Cornelius. And so we've come to this occasion, this great occasion. And in chapter 11, verse 14, we see there that an angel had told Cornelius that Peter would tell him words by which you and all your household will be saved. And so that's where we get the title of this message, The Words of Salvation. And this is the last of five sermons of Peter recorded in Acts. All five are strikingly similar in the words that he uses to present the gospel. And tomorrow we're going to examine this gospel message that Peter preached in Cornelius' house. And these are not magic words that he uses, but these are words that God blesses and uses in the salvation of lost souls. And God doesn't save anyone apart from the truth of the gospel. So we would be wise to take a serious look at how Peter states the gospel message, the words that he used, and make sure that we understand them. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, that it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe. So this is a very important text of Scripture that we'll be looking at tomorrow, and I hope you'll be there as we preach from this portion of God's Word. I want to say a word to our members. I want to remind you that we produce this podcast each week as an opportunity to reach out and invite others to come and be with us. It is intended to prepare your heart for the message that we'll have tomorrow, to sort of be an opportunity for you to get to hear a little bit about what we're going to talk about and to begin to pray about it. But it's also intended to share with others so that they can be invited to come and be with us. And so I hope you'll be using that for that purpose, using this podcast for that purpose. And it's a great opportunity to get the message out and to let other people know about Grace Baptist Church. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, I want to invite you to come be with us tomorrow. We would be so glad to see you there, and our folks would be happy to see you there. And so I hope you'll come, and we're just a very relaxed type of a church. You don't have to worry about dressing up. We're casual in our dress. You don't have to worry about being singled out or embarrassed in any way. You can just come and relax and be there in the worship service while we worship the Lord tomorrow. If you'd like more information about Grace Baptist Church, our website is gracegrandbay.com. That's gracegrandbay.com. You can find where we're located, our times of worship. And so take a look at our website. Also, we have a church app that you can download onto your Apple or Android phone. And you just go to your app store, and there you'll find Grace Baptist Church, Grand Bay, Alabama. And if you just do a search under Grace Baptist Church, Grand Bay, Alabama, you'll see the app, and you can download that for free. And so I hope you'll take a look at that. Well, thank you for listening today. I hope you'll listen each week. We try to have the preview available by 10 a.m. each Saturday morning. We didn't make it today. We had some technical difficulties that we had to work out. And so we're running a little bit behind today. But most Saturdays we have it available by 10 a.m. And you can find it at sermonaudio.com. That's you can just go directly there. And about 5 minutes after we upload it to sermonaudio.com, it is available. Also available in the church app that I mentioned a minute ago. So share the link to this podcast with others and invite them to listen and meet you at Grace tomorrow. I hope you'll do that. And tomorrow when we gather for worship, let's sing, let's pray, and when it's time for preaching, let's open God's Word.
Brethren, we have met to worship
at the door.